Simen Kuf Lamates Sif Chav. Hashemen Shenisha B'Menorah, the oil that's left from the Menorah L'Acha Chanukah, for after Chanukah, V'Kein Hapsilos, and so the wicks, Oislam Madura, you should make for them a fire, a sarfon, and burn them. Mishum D'Huk Sulam Mitzvason, they've been designated for the Mitzvah, Lenas Mahem, and therefore they one should have not have personal benefit from them. Elm Kain Histam Batchila, unless you made a condition up front, you stipulated up front, Shana Maxima Shiisha, that what's left over should not be used for the milk mitzvah. The Shaul Chuvas Binyan Shlomo makes an interesting observation. He says, why are the Chanukah candles different than a sukkah? After sukkahs, you could take the boards of the sukkah and throw them out. And here we're being so serious about the leftover oil. He says, because through Chanukah, we keep on saying about the menorah, Haneiros Alolu Kodeshem. So once we've declared throughout Yontif that it's Kodesh, we shouldn't just discard them. However, the oil, if one has a bottle of oil that he uses, that he took the oil out of, that oil doesn't have the Kedusha. Also, says the Torah, we shouldn't put away the oil for next year, for we need to be concerned that you may come to use that oil during the year for your own purposes. There are those that have a minig that burn the oil on the leftover oil on wicks on the 8th day of Chanukah, and some burn it on Erev Pesach together with the chametz. The oil that's designated, that was used for the Chanukah menorah, should not be used for even Shabbos candles. All 8 days of Chanukah, Omer b'Shemayin Esrei, we say during the Shemayin Esrei, Al Hanisim. M'shachaf v'loy Omrei, if you forgot to say it, Im niska koidim shamas Hashem and brichs atoiv shimcha, if you remembered before you said the shame from that bracha, choyzo mascha Al Hanisim, we go back to Al Hanisim. Avalim loy niska, if you didn't realize, ad l'acha shamas Hashem, until after you said the shame, goyim es a bracha, you finish the bracha v'enachos and you don't go back. In a place where the minig is that mincha, during the week they daven a short mincha, they don't say the whole chazar sushatz. On Chanukah, certainly they should say the whole chazar sushatz to have the opportunity to say dal anisim. If somebody realized after he said the words baruch ato Hashem that he forgot to say al anisim, he should not finish, like in other areas of halacha we've learned, the words lamdeinu chakecha. He should finish the Shemoneh Esrei, but Mishnah Berurah suggests that when he comes to Alakai Netzor, he should say, Yirotzul fanecha, shetaslo nisim nefloiz kumasha sisla v'seinu v'yom v'meim v'zman hazeh, and then continue with the v'mei matus yohu. Sivcha beis, kol Shemoneh Shemei Chanukah, all 8 days of Chanukah, goyimer mesahalal, we say the whole Hallel. Then I'm like Tachta, we don't say Tachta, like Carol Eric Apayim, like Mitzeach, like Tzitkoskut Tzedek. We don't say any of this. Because every day of Hallel, there was another Nais, and there's another candle. Also, because we say, as we're going to learn in a few moments, a different Nasi every day. And some say they wanted to take away from us to bring kabbanis on Sukkos. And we know on Sukkos we say every day a whole Hallel because they're different kabbanis every day. Corresponding to that, and there are other connections between Sukkos and Chanukah, we say the whole Hallel every day. Many are of the opinion that even women are obligated to say the Hallel on Chanukah. And the Tori Evan says that Hallel on Chanukah should not be recited before the nets. Sif Chav Gimel. Karim Kol Yom Tlosa Gavri. Every day of Chanukah, we call 3 people to the Torah, B'Kabonis and Asin, Shebeparashas Nosai. That on Parashas Nosai. B'Yom Arishin, the first day of Chanukah, Maschilin L'Koyin, the Koyin begins to read from Yehi B'Yom Klois Mashkan, Adla Chanukas HaMizbeach. L'Levi, we call from Yehi Amakra B'Yom Arishin, V'Goymer Ad Malek Torahs. Uli Yisrael Parachad, V'Goymer Ad Banim Inodav. But many, actually most people, most shuls have the minig that the first day they call to the Kohen from the beginning of Birkas Kahanim. And at Yisrael, the minig is different than the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And it's a sort of dominican is that the shlishi just reviews what the first two people already read. B'yom Hasheni, on the second day of Chanukah, L'koyin Olevi B'yom Hasheni, L'Yisrael B'yom Shlishi, going for the next day, not like the minigan at Yisrael. B'kein B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim, and so is the minig every day of Chanukah, L'koyin Olevi Shem D'boi, L'koyin Olevi we read for the day that that's the day of Chanukah, L'Yisrael we read the Yom Shel Achrav. If a mistake was made, and on the second day of Chanukah, for example, they read what's supposed to be read for the third day, then the Mishnah Berurah says it's acceptable, we don't have to do anything. However, if the person who got the last Aliyah has not said the Bracha yet, then we can read the proper Kriya for that day. If not, if he already said the Bracha, then we just go further. B'yom Hashmini, on the eighth day of Chanukah, L'koyin Olevi we read B'yom Hashmini, L'Yisrael Maschilim B'yom Hatshi, V'goyim Kol HaSeida, V'gam Pashas Aloyscha, Ad Ken Osas Menorah. That's all included in the Shlishi on the eighth day of Chanukah. Sif Chavdal B'Shabbos Chanukah. On Shabbos Chanukah, we're seeing Shnei Sefer Torah. We take out two Sefer Torah. B'Rishon Koyin Pashas Shavua. In the first one, we read the Pashas Shavua. B'Sheni, in the second one, we read Hamafta B'Shal Chanukah Yoimai, the Haftar of Chanukah. The Haftar is Chanukah, Maftirin, that's the Maftar, and the Haftar is running Simcha. Then Yesh Oit Shabbos Achas, of the two Shabbos Chanukahs, Maftirin by in the second Shabbos Chanukah, the Haftar is B'Malach B'Neres D'Shloima. Rosh Chodesh Tevis, on Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which is during Chanukah, B'Chol Meitzin Shnei Sefer Torah, during the week we take out two Sefer Torah, B'Rishon Koyin Tlosa Gavri. In the first one, we read three people which are from Rosh Chodesh. V'aka Harvi, the person who gets the fourth Aliyah, B'Sefer Torah Sheni, B'Shal Chanukah Yoyimai, because of the day of that day of Chanukah. B'Shem Rosh Chodesh, we read Rosh Chodesh first, because Rosh Chodesh is Tadr, and we have a rule, Tadr V'Tayin Tadr, whatever is more common comes first. Kaiman Tadr V'Shein Tadr Tadr Kaidim. L'chein Magdim in Rosh Chodesh, and that's why we first read Rosh Chodesh. V'im Tov Eschil Likra B'Shal Chanukah, if they began by mistake to reading the Chanukah laning, even if they haven't actually begun, the person made the bracha with that intention, we don't change. He gets his aliyah, and then the rest will get aliyahs from the Rosh Chodesh. If they read from the first Sefer Torah properly, El Shatar V'Kor Gamas Arvi V'Shal Rosh Chodesh, as is usual Rosh Chodesh, there are four Aliyahs, and this Rosh Chodesh Tevis, they did the same like they do every Rosh Chodesh. Afilu Niskru Miyad La'ach Sheberich HaKairi, even if they realize right after this last person made the bracha, Im Loi Hoitzi Rak Sefer Torah Echad, if they only took out one Sefer Torah, Ein Tzrichon L'Kairi Yos, we don't read any more from any Sefer Torah. Avlam Hotsu Shnei Sefer Torah, if they took out two Sefer Torah, Sheyeshka Chash, so if we're only going to read for one of the two Sefer Torah, now we have a concern, Mishim Begomish Sefer Torah, that the Sefer Torah that was taken out will not be read from, and then there's a concern, Shloyim Apostle, people will say that the Sefer Torah is disqualified when it isn't. Tzrichan Lekroy by Chamishi B'Shal Chanukah, so we should make a Chamishi and read the Chamishi Chanukah. V'acha Chamishi Yomer Chatzi Kaddish. If they already said Chatzi Kaddish after Revi, the Paiskim say we don't say, the Mishnah Berurah says we don't say Chatzi Kaddish again. Sif Chavchei Chal Rosh Chodesh Tevis B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Tevis is on Shabbos, Matzin Shloshes Sefer Torah. We take out three Sefer Torah. B'Rishon Koyin Shishi Gavri Pashas Shavua. In the first one, we read, call up six people for the Pashas Shavua. B'Sheni Shvi, in the second Sefer Torah, we read Shvi B'Shel Rosh Chodesh, U'Maschilim B'Yoyim HaShabbos. And then, V'Omrim Chatzi Kaddish. Our minhag is to say Chatzi Kaddish after the second Sefer Torah. If Chatzi Kaddish was said after the first Sefer Torah, Prima Gadim says we don't say it again after the second Sefer Torah. The meaning of the Sfardim is that they say Chatzi Kaddish for every Sefer Torah individually. V'shlishi, mafta b'shal Chanukah yoymei, The third Sefer Torah is the Maftas Chanukah, and the Haftarah is Rani V'Simcha. Vavgav the Tadr Kaidim, even though the Tadr should be come first, and maybe Rosh Chodesh should be the Haftarah, Zeh B'Kri Shekara Shneim. When we're reading for two different reasons, and now the question is which one should come first, there we apply the Halach of Tadr V'Shein Tadr Tadr Kaidim. Av B'Haftarah, when we speak about Haftarah, Shem Haftirin Halach, we always never say more than one Haftarah. Doichin Shal Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Rosh Chodesh V'Kayrin Shal Chanukah B'Shem Persum Nisa. And also the Mishnah Berurah says, since the last Aliyah was about Chanukah, the Haftarah should always be connected to what was read in the last Aliyah. Sif Chava B'Chamishas B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Li'Ilonus. Ein Amrim by Tachnun, we don't say Tachnun V'Noyagin Lar B'Ba B'Bina Peris Ilonus. We should eat many fruits, particularly we should eat from fruits or from the Zion Minim, which grow in Eretz Yisrael. In general, it's good to eat fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael. It's good to eat many fruits, and it's also appropriate on Tu B'Shvat to daven on behalf of, to have a nice, kosher, beautiful esrig on Sukkot that's coming up. Tzar Mitzion Balocha says that if somebody is getting married on Chamish Asa B'Shvat, a chassan kala normally fast on the day of the wedding. If they're getting married on Chamish Asa B'Shvat, they don't fast.